there wasn't really supposed to be a launch today. NASA forecasters said there was only a 30% chance the weather would let Atlantis get off the pad. When the clouds finally cleared, a technical glitch popped up with just 30 seconds left in the countdown. In the end, though, it all just made for extra drama leading up to a spectacular launch.
2-1-0, and liftoff, the final liftoff of Atlantis.
To me, it looked like it was lifting off in slow motion.
That's NASA's Mike Moses, a veteran of the shuttle program.
It hit slow motion there for a good 10 seconds. It was very moving. It was very beautiful.
This final shuttle liftoff was enough to put a quaver in the voice of even the most no-nonsense NASA engineer. It was especially bittersweet for the more than 2,000 people who will lose their jobs when Atlantis's mission is through. That's on top of the more than 4,000 who've already been laid off. Kennedy Space Center Director Bob Cabana.
We're going to be going through a tough time. Change is hard, and we're going to have more folks walking out the door here in a few weeks. And, you know, they were and are performing their job absolutely flawlessly right up to the end.
But Cabana bristles at the questions swirling around the future of America's human spaceflight program and the future of Kennedy Space Center itself.
All this talk about, you know, NASA's adrift, we don't have a plan, we do have a plan. We're enabling commercial space. We have the commercial crew program here at Kennedy.
Indeed, NASA hopes commercial companies can move quickly to start sending cargo and eventually crew to the International Space Station. But for now, American astronauts will be riding to the station on Russian Soyuz rockets. And that's given rise to an argument that NASA Chief Charlie Bolden addressed in a video he released just after Atlantis's launch.
Some say that this final shuttle mission will mark the end of America's 50 years of dominance in human spaceflight. As a former astronaut and the current NASA administrator, I want to make clear that American leadership in space will continue for at least the next half century.
Despite the questions about what the next half century will look like for NASA, this was a day for celebration. Shuttle Launch Director Mike Leinbach says it was hard to leave the Launch Control Center after the spectacular liftoff.
It was like the end of a party, and you just don't want to go. You just want to hang around a little bit longer and relish our friends and what we've accomplished. So it was very special. A lot of pats on the back today.
Atlantis is scheduled to land back at Kennedy Space Center in just under 2 weeks' time. I'm Judith Smelser, 90.7 WMFE News at the Kennedy Space Center.